Harley Carnes, it's all about the numbers today. Inflation in the US is the worst it's been in a generation.
Yeah, two generations, I guess. They're talking 40 years. A lot of 40-year-old folks have kids, so I guess it's a couple generations. It's a long time. 7% is the spike in core inflation. You know, it's interesting. That's how they get the number down. Because if they just look at gasoline, for example, gasoline prices are up 49%. Meat prices are up 10 to 18%. And then they look at all the core inflation. They take those things out because they say they're too volatile to put in there. But once you do that, you're still at 7%, one of the highest rates we've faced in many, many, many years. Inflation, as the senior economist at Nationwide said, inflation ended 2021 very hot. They say cool off may be in the coming, but not for months. It's probably going to be all the way through 2022. And they say if you look at the inflation beyond just the last year, but add a couple of months, the most recent, you're at 9% inflation. So it's just crazy, you know. And inflation in the slow economy, the supply chain problems, empty store shelves, comparisons to Russia 40 years ago, jobs available but people refusing to work. All of those are bigger reasons for Joe Biden's sub-basement poll numbers, bigger than his awful handling of COVID or Afghanistan or anything else.
Yeah,
that's where it really is. He's got troubles. He's got troubles with a capital T. And the other thing is he wants to spend another trillion or so dollars.
Yes.
And the experts are saying the core reason, the real reason for so much inflation is that the government has pumped a couple trillion dollars into the economy chasing goods. And so, of course, inflation has to go someplace. It can't just sit there, not forever. They can't pretend. And he wants to do it all over again and spend trillions more.
Mm.
And so that bill's probably dead, as it needs to be.
Yes. I could just imagine. You can stimulate too far, which is what the Democrats are historically known to do. Now, former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has been honoured at the Capitol before being laid to rest.
Yes, he's lying in state, his casket lying under the rotunda at the Capitol building there one last time. He was a hero of the partisan wars, one of the first to give up on compromise and fight super hard for the far left. He was the one who got rid of the filibuster to make sure Obamacare got passed in the Senate. That action changed politics on Capitol Hill, possibly forever. Right now, it's Democrats again trying to stop the filibuster so they can force through the far-left agenda of the administration, spending, federalizing, and liberalizing elections to forever favor Democrats, things like that. Even though Democrats used the filibuster 350 times in 2020 to stop President Trump from passing the bills he wanted.
Yeah, he died of pancreatic cancer, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He'd been sick for a while, you know. But he still was chirping about current politics right up until the end.
Yeah. Now, the house from A Nightmare on Elm Street, I can picture it right now, has gone under the hammer. How much was it sold for?
$2.8 million.
What was that?
Yeah, $2.8 million.
Wow.
Now, they used the house. It was the exterior shots. They didn't use the same house for the interior shots. But the 1984 horror film, The Nightmare on Elm Street, $2.8 million. It had been, they offered it for sale right at Halloween. That was a smart move, right? For $3.5 million. So they had to negotiate it down a little bit. Nonetheless, that's a pretty good price for that house. It's a nice house. It's a colonial look like, typical L.A. suburban home.
Yeah.
But a lot of money these days, $2.8 million.
You're not wrong, but a piece of history in the hands of a new buyer. Fantastic. Good on you, Harley.
Thank you, Chris.
Good on you. 23 minutes after 6.